Here's some trivia. Name a natural resource that provided $28 million to the state of Washington last year. And here's a hint. It's not timber. Think shellfish, but not just any shellfish. Gooey ducks. These huge, funny-looking clams are harvested wild from below the surface of Puget Sound, and they're fetching high prices in Asia. Correspondent Ashley Ahern reports.
The crew of the Abbey Blue is checking in after a busy morning on the water. They're pulled up alongside a vessel from the Department of Natural Resources to declare their harvest.
Hi, Greg.
Blaine Reeves is in the Aquatics Division of the DNR.
826 pounds. In almost a half a day. They were working hard.
We're out on a 150-acre section of water in South Puget Sound. Around us, five other boats are moored. 70 feet below the surface, divers are digging gooey ducks out of the muck.
Okay, I haven't seen a gooey duck yet.
Once the crew finds out I've never seen a real gooey duck up close, they quickly shove one into my hands.
Oh my God.
Be careful, they spit and they have teeth or fangs.
For the record, gooey ducks do not have teeth or fangs, but they do squirt water through long, fleshy siphons that can extend as long as your arm. Their bodies are brownish-white globules, stuffed into pretty wimpy shells that look sort of like a very small overcoat on a fat man.
So how old is this one?
40? Yeah, that's what I'd say, about 40.
You might call this a middle-aged gooey duck. These things can live to be upwards of 150 years old. They spend their whole lives in one place, buried a few feet below the sand, their long siphons reaching up to suck nutrients out of the water. Northwestern coastal waters are littered with these creatures. They're an abundant resource for tribes, as well as the state, and a big moneymaker. In fact, DNR's revenue from gooey ducks has more than tripled in the past 3 years. The increase is mainly because there's more demand for these clams in China. A pound of gooey duck now sells for around $150. And that's led to a rise in organized crime, poaching, and illegal exports of gooey ducks in recent years. Mike Sensi heads up enforcement operations on gooey duck for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says that not long ago, biologists with the state were out checking a tract to see how the stocks were recovering after a recent harvest. They were shocked to find that they weren't recovering.
Over 800,000 pounds of gooey duck biomass appeared to be missing. It's about a $21 million loss. That's a lot of value in a small area that somebody lined their pockets with.
When divers went down, they reported evidence of recent digging, even though that section had been closed. Sensi says no one knows exactly how much gooey duck is being stolen from Washington waters, but he says the thieves are clever.
Someone that wants to smuggle gooey ducks will often use tactics that drug smugglers use. And so they'll secrete the product below decks or in places that it's difficult for law enforcement to get to. The product's not readily visible.
Sensi has seen it all. Some poachers will harvest in the middle of the night. Some will harvest during the day legally, but instead of bringing all their clams to the surface to be weighed and paid for, they'll leave bags of clams underwater and go back and pick them up after dark. It's impossible to tell a legally harvested gooey duck from a poached one. Documents get falsified, gooey ducks make it onto airplanes and are flown to China almost as soon as they're harvested. Sensi has 6 detectives and 20 officers to cover 29,000 square miles of water. And his agency's funding has been cut in half since 2008.
Unfortunately, because natural resources, unlike human beings, can't say, hey, we're in trouble, we're on a serious decline here. We don't recognize there's a problem until something's almost gone. Or it's at the point where it takes decades or centuries to repair. Slow-growing, long-lived, valuable, you're a target for the bad guys.
The Department of Natural Resources and Fish and Wildlife have asked for $550,000 in the current House budget to strengthen enforcement. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.